Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Welcome to the trap.
Get your dad body in the back.
Welcome to the trap.
Get your dad body in the back.
Welcome to the trap.
Tripping better than slipping.
Welcome to the trap.
But sometimes we be tripping.
Welcome to the trap. Where we joke and rap. Gut busting laughs. Hand slapping laps.
Girl slapping loud.
Get you through your day. And it's free of cost.
I'm so cheap.
Don't you laugh too loud.
No.
Don't get fired by your boss.
File unemployment.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Whoa, yo. Welcome back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I am your host, Rome Green Jr. In the building with me, I got Emmanuel.
Hello, mate.
I got Cam.
Jones.
We got Mike Mendez in the building.
I gotta copy one of you guys' introduction every time.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. That's where we at with it. Make sure you guys are donating to the Cash App CTH Podcast. You know, Mike, he was able to get us a gift. I don't know if you can kind of see it in the back there. He got us a little.
You got us Eddie Murphy comedian album.
Yeah,
which looks very dope.
Yeah.
This man Mike trying to get in the camera.
Yeah, he's just trying
get
to
the
get,
fuck out
get,
the camera,
get your
Mike.
Ass back over there, Mike.
You get behind the desk. You thought you would escape a 9-to-5?
Nope.
Nope.
Right back.
You thought you were going to get creative.
But yeah, what's good, fellas? What's up? What's up? We out here.
Hey, man. I'm pretty good. Been off doing a couple things the last couple weeks. Really practicing my diction.
Okay.
In speaking more
proper. Okay.
It's getting better.
Giddy would be proud. Giddy would be proud. He told me to tell y'all what's up too.
Well, when you really look at something
like that,
you really got to think, is this what you want?
You lost it on
won't.
You went country.
I sound like I'm Louisiana.
You won't.
What you want?
You went from British to Bootsy.
British to Bootsy. British to Bootsy.
What y'all been up to?
Prepping, living. We got to talk about Foot Locker as part of us prepping.
Okay, what happened at Foot Locker?
You can turn me up a little bit.
All right, so I found myself in a place I haven't been
in a while.
Which is a Foot Locker, as you now know. And something happened to me that hasn't happened to me before. Well, it's happened to me before, but it hasn't happened to me in a long time. So there was a guy sitting down in this particular seat that was a pretty good seat to have in Foot Locker if you want to sit down. So I'm just, you know, just waiting for Rome to finish what he's doing in there. And he gets up. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to grab a seat here. As soon as I sat down, the seat was warm. I'm talking about this warm.
From Rome getting up?
No,
from the dude other getting dude. Up. Yeah. And I felt immediately uncomfortable because I had on these thin shorts, so the material wasn't thick. So I felt all the warmth. And I'm like, I don't like this.
It's almost like he little spooned you. He big spooned you. Big spooned you. Little spooned. Yeah,
it did. I was like, why? Why is it so warm and like, why is it so uncomfortable? I got up immediately.
I think
you got residual cuff.
Residual cuff.
Residuals leftover cuff.
Is it because like? Yeah, you're not used to, like, sometimes you go somewhere and sit. It's usually maybe it's a while before somebody sat down. You're not used to, you had direct warmth right after.
I was coming around the corner as he got up. Well, all right, well, let me just sit.
I can see how that can feel a little.
No, that's it. If it's somebody you know.
It's a little better?
It's a little better, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, all right, oh, this seat warm. Oh, but, oh,
he just got
my
up.
Dad.
Yeah, know, he just got up.
All right, I actually enjoyed it. So he kept the seat warm for me. It's cool. Yeah. But when it's a dude you don't know, you know, a foreign ass. When it's a foreign ass.
Yeah, foreign ass is different. Foreign anything is different.
It's different. Like foreign, that's like, why it's foreign.
And it felt like the cushion was put in the microwave. It was warm. It wasn't hot,
but it was warm.
Yeah. Like a warm towel.
And it touched your taint a little bit, probably, because you sit down, your taint might fall a little bit.
I felt it more on my ass.
Oh, your ass. Okay.
Both cheeks was just like.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, you also know that nowadays, we know that COVID is also transferred from shit.
Yeah, we did.
We've had a whole conversation that COVID, people that were eating ass during COVID were higher risk.
COVID. So you were high risk, Mike.
Yeah, you were high risk, Mike. All right. I told you to keep your tongue out that ass. So you probably have a subconscious thing like, yo, I could get sick.
You might be thinking like they could have been sitting there farting because you could be gassing off.
Definitely.
You definitely could be gassing off while you're sitting there.
Farts carry shit particles.
Farts do carry shit particles.
Shit particles have COVID.
Now, because, you know, I'm in a space in my life where I ask why for a lot of things. Why do you think it's so uncomfortable? Like, why couldn't you just sit there? Why is it?
Because it was just too warm. It's too noticeable.
But if it was a woman sitting there and it was warm, would you have had the same effect?
I don't know, because it didn't feel comfortable how warm. When you're not expecting it to be warm, and you got on thin shorts.
Yeah, but like, that's what I'm saying.
You got on thin shorts.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
That's why I felt it so.
Okay, because I'm trying to figure out if it was a nice looking girl got it, but you said it was like, oh, it's warm. Would you have had the same?
No, it's because it's completely different.
That's what I'm saying.
Because, you know, sitting in that seat with that warmth, you're feeling that man's warmth.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You're feeling that man's warmth.
We're that heterosexual in here that we don't want to feel a man's warmth.
I don't want to feel your warmth. I don't want to feel your warmth. I don't even like you saying, what's up? Because it feels a little warm. It feels a little cozy.
It feels a little empathetic. I don't know what you're doing. You try to spoon me?
Right.
It was just too warm for me.
No, I feel it.
You're like a heating pad.
Yeah. No, that's Yeah. No, that's a little bit. That's a bit.
Man warmth.
Man warmth.
Foreign man warmth.
Yeah, you don't need foreign man warmth. That might be the title of the podcast.
Foreign man warmth. If he gay, let him be gay.
Yeah, let him be gay. Get rid of that sound. We gonna be, Mike, get another sound, yeah, Mike.
If he gonna be gay, let him be gay.
There's plenty of gay sounds.
Like, that's right or something. I don't know. Snap a finger.
So
we were shopping.
What was the purpose of going in the Foot Locker? You said you haven't
been
in
the Foot Locker. I had two gift cards that I didn't use from my birthday last year that just had money on there. So I was like, all right, well, let me actually go use it before the trip. And so, yeah, I was in there, got just one pair of shoes, and that was it. I got some money left over. So, you know, just out there bargaining, you know.
What you get? The poo-poo twos?
No, they was out of the poo-poo twos.
I told him to go to the Jordan section. I went and relapsed. You know, he had all the jeans.
I had two pair of jeans.
Rome is known for
the You remember that, right? All the jeans.
He had a collection of at least three of them jeans.
Mike, we went to D.C., I got two pair of J's. Ever since then, I've had all the J's.
He's the king of J's.
What kind of J's? J'd up.
This man Cam just places lies on my life. But I accept him because it's funny. I fuck with it. But yeah, no, we were just getting ready for...
He's humble, y'all.
He's humble.
You know, I really got stock in Jordan, so that's why I'd like to keep it on the low. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
We'll have to Space Jam 2. You might want to send that to that.
But we were just preparing. You know, we got Grease coming up on Wednesday. I guess I could be honest on here, you know, since we like to be vulnerable on here.
Please.
And I've shifted my perspective a little bit. So this morning, Cam comes to the room and he says, you know, did you hear what's going on in Greece? You know, they got some COVID cases going up and whatnot. And so,
I didn't even think about that.
So they got some COVID cases going up. But so they have a curfew from 1 a.m. to 6 a.m. I probably wasn't going to be out. between that time too much anyway, depending on
1 a.m. to 6 a.m. Okay, so like party hours.
Yeah, party hours. Okay. And then they suspended music.
They really trying to get rid of parties.
In bars and restaurants until Monday. So it's Monday to Monday.
Okay.
We get there Friday evening.
Okay.
So at first I was like, this is really bothering me because I'm like, not the whole point, but part of it is the party. Part of it is the party atmosphere. If I'm going to get the full experience, I want to get the full experience. But, you know, they said it should be up by Monday. But, you know, last time, you know, a lot of times when they say it's going to be over by this time, you know.
How long are y'all there for?
From Friday to that next Wednesday night or Thursday.
Okay.
So technically, we would only miss 2 days of no music, technically.
Right.
I didn't know what that was.
Someone playing ukulele.
But then I talked to my dad this morning. I kind of shift my perspective on, like, it's not so much about the party, but it's just about being in another country. Of course, you want to be safe, and you don't want to, of course, get COVID, but you just got to mask up where you mask up and enjoy the scenery and, you know, live life. So I just had to switch my perspective, because I can't be talking all this talk of, you know, surrendering to God and letting, you know, things go and let things flow and then completely act the opposite way. So that was my dilemma this morning with the trip.
It took your dad saying it, not when I said it right before you left.
No. It was you. No, honestly, you, my dad, somebody else. It was like, you know, hey, man, maybe it's something trying to deter you. So you got to, you know, just push forward and do what you got to do. So
how bad is it in Greece?
It's not crazy.
It's not. They just did this last night.
Yeah, it's not crazy.
They said, you know, the cases have been going up, so they just want to, I guess, curb it a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think maybe 2,000 out of 100,000 people.
Yeah. So, I mean, but, you know, it's one of them things where it's like, if I don't go now, it's like
it's the risk you take.
It's the risk you take. It is the risk you take.
We gonna be in this shit for a while, so I can't keep letting. I let it stop me last year. No more.
So I'm excited. So we leave Wednesday night. Wednesday night till next the following Wednesday.
Just have a ball, man. Get arrested. Enjoy life.
Well, hold on, man.
I was with you till the rest of the park.
You have a way better story. You say you were artist, right?
I watch way too much.
Do what you gotta do for your artistry. Come back with a story, something interesting, and tell the people
that,
hey, I got locked up while I was in Greece.
That's gonna be, well, the thing is,
you and Tom Hanks were together.
Greece isn't as bad to get locked up in, I guess, because they speak English. For a lot of, you know.
Yeah, but you still won't understand.
I won't understand
your nigga ass.
you can't even pronounce their names.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
They can't pronounce our names. You can't pronounce their name.
That's true. But, I mean, yeah. So, I'm looking forward to it. Greece is a destination that definitely been wanting to go to, because at first it was Santorini, but that's too romantic. Can't go with Cam to Santorini.
Where are y'all going?
Mykonos.
That's like the party?
Yeah. Nice. So, yeah.
But everybody awesome. Been there. Like, everybody.
Yeah, that's been the crazy thing. The synergy of it is wild.
Okay.
Like, Lil Baby was there. Jay Snow was there.
He's still there,
mm-hmm. which is interesting, because like Cam said, I hadn't seen Jay Snow on my timeline a lot in the past year or so.
Right.
Popped up, he in Greece.
Living life.
No, we was like, what?
Two Chainz there. ASAP Ferg was there.
One of our homeboys, his manager's there. I don't know what's going on.
Your trainer was there.
Yeah, my trainer was there.
Sounds like a black man's paradise for fucking white women. Love it. Get some olive skin. Go ahead and get you some olive skins.
I seen this. Well, I heard about it on the radio. I was listening to Big Boy last week.
Just do it before 1 a.m. for curfew.
Yeah, you got to do everything before 1 a.m. You know, we'll be sleepy anyway. I don't know what our gatherings is, though.
Can you go to like other people's house after 1 a.m.?
Yeah,
is it just bars?
You can do whatever you want, but you can't throw a party.
Can't throw a party.
They're cracking down on that, too.
Yeah, you can't throw a party, but like, you know, you can go to restaurants, you can go tour stuff, you can go all that stuff, but it's just they didn't want music for those two.
They said music because they didn't want people getting closer to hear each other and, you know, all that shit. So.
Yeah, which is, I guess it's, yeah.
But the locals are fighting back.
Oh, yeah, they're
fighting. They presenting
they,
something today. They are fighting.
Fighting back for what?
Because, you know,
this is their money time.
You know, this shut them down last year. It was bad. So.
And they saying they're judging the cases by the local population of 10,000 when they should be judging it by 100,000. Oh, so when you judge the numbers by 100,000, it's not bad.
Gotcha.
When you're trying to judge it by 10,000, it looks crazy, but it's not.
I just don't think I don't know if we can afford to shut the world down again.
I don't think so either.
It just seems like.
Because that's what one of the restaurant owners, he was like, this is my money time. He was like, people have been coming. He's been making money, everything. And now they want to take music out. And like, he was like, it's just
it's affecting
weird.
The stock market today. The stock market went down big because
oh, my bad.
Because of the corona, this new strain.
Oh, Delta. It got hit hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
What'd you about to say? This is what?
Spartan.
This is the end. Do you watch This Is Us?
No.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Well, why you say it like that?
Because it's network TV, and I don't really like network TV. No, like I mean, I heard it's really good, but it's really not good for me.
Well, have you seen the episode? No.
Yeah, I seen my girl watch it, but I'm just like,
you're not into it.
It's not my cup.
You watch it, Mike? This Is Us?
Never heard of it.
Answer I like and expect.
Literally, I'm Googling it right now.
That shit sounded so funny. Never heard of it. Duh. So I heard this on the radio last week. I wrote it down. I forgot to say it on the podcast. But so Big Boy is on the radio. He's talking about there was a group of, I guess this movement started in 2017. When I guess his last name McClendo, an English and philosophy major at University of Memphis, Tennessee, held up a sign at a local women's march that read, "Birds are a myth. They are an illusion. They are a lie. Wake up, America. Wake up." So the meme went viral. And basically, I guess there's a group of people that feel like if you know some information too, all birds have been, they died a long time ago.
This is just my wheelhouse right here. I know exactly where he's going.
All birds have died a long time ago, and every bird is a
camera. Birds aren't real. Every bird is a camera.
Every bird is a camera, and it's spying on everything you do. And you should watch out. You know the crows, all of that. They're all cameras, and this is a movement going that's been going on.
That's a lot of manpower.
That's a lot of manpower. Like,
footage to manage.
Yeah,
there's a lot of birds.
It's a lot of birds.
You got a camera for each one, for each eye.
Yeah, each camera, each bird is a camera. Maybe some, and they say some like eagles and things are a little bit more higher quality, like a DSLR. Like it's
pigeons are local.
Pigeons are they have
and,
a smaller
and what
frame
are they
camera
using this stuff for
to watch our movements, to you know, to track us. I think to see how we act so they can perform governmental experiments on us. So
okay,
be careful when you
hold on. Nah,
Emmanuel, stop.
No.
You gotta believe this.
I love a good conspiracy, but I will poke a hole in your shit.
Yeah.
Until you cannot.
I fully
hold water.
Believe it. So let's talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that birds are government created technology.
Yeah. Now it makes sense why people are scared. I get it.
Okay.
Some people are scared of birds.
How long has this technology been around?
2017. Yeah, 2017. That's when.
What was in the sky before 2017?
Birds.
Those were birds.
Those were real birds. That's what you're not understanding. You got to wake up.
So all the birds died in 2017?
No. They were killed.
They were killed.
All the birds were killed in 2017. Yeah. How?
What you mean how?
I'm asking how, my
John nigga. Wick.
Mike?
Give me a minute to research.
My thing is, I know for a fact.
Yeah.
Post 2017, a bird shit on my shoulder.
Yeah.
Why do AI drone birds still shit?
That's not shit.
Well, look.
That's liquid technology.
I'm on a manual side. I don't believe this, but if I was to take the scientific route, they wanted to shit, so you still believe they're real birds.
True.
So you wouldn't take that function away, because then people are like, I ain't seen no bird shit in years, so this could be real. Now they still got to have bird shit out here.
Yeah, and it's almost...
It's almost like, you ever seen in porn when they had the dildos that squirt jizz? It's like that.
Yeah, oh, true. Okay.
But in bird form.
And they also say that when they shit on you, it's marking you. You've been marked.
So I'm targeted.
Yeah.
For what?
Because then you fall off your bike soon after
you go by Manny Mayhem. So they don't fuck with that already.
It's almost like the new movie I watched that you should watch called The Hunt. And basically it's like rich people targeting people that like troll them or say bad things about them and put them in this thing to kill them. So you may have been marked. You've been talking shit on these conspiracy theories.
And you got one Bluetooth. You lost other Bluetooth. And they took that and put that in a bird. And that bird is the one that shit on you.
And they listening to me every day.
Hell yeah. Listen to your boring ass conversation.
That's my point. That's why it don't make sense. That's why it don't make
sense. I don't be talking about shit.
I don't be talking about shit. Except feminists. And unless the birds are controlled by feminists.
Then they got it.
Then, you know, I've been fucked since 2017.
When I seen that, I was like, I was with Cam. That's way too many birds. It's entirely, you would spend every ounce of government money. Well, they already do that anyway, but it would be crazy
now
to
it
do
makes
that.
Sense why Mike Bird flew away.
Oh, Sinclair.
Government
yeah.
got what
His
they
bird
needed.
Flew
got
away?
Yeah, he put him outside. He opened the cage. That's why you ain't seen Sinclair here.
I thought he put him back in his room.
About 2 weeks.
Like a month and a half.
Let's slow down. It's been 2 weeks.
I'm going to say a month and a half.
No, when we went to Atlanta.
It was like 2 weeks.
I thought it was like a month,
this nigga
month
said
and a
month
half.
A month and a half. I'm like, I've seen him.
It felt like
just
time
like...
be moving, man.
It's been like 2 weeks. But yeah, he said he took him outside and he opened the cage thinking, like, as he usually don't. Look, like, the cage sitting out there.
Look at the cage right there.
Sinclair gone. He opened the cage. He said Sinclair took off.
That is hilarious.
I'm 95% sure Sinclair dead. Cause
Sinclair dead.
He was a domesticated bird. He wasn't about that life.
He was scary in here.
So. Yeah. So that's one of the drones. So Mike had a drone in here. Drone flew away because he was like, I got to get back to my government base.
Because he was an old model, so they got to actually take the USB out of him to get the footage.
Yeah.
Oh, our apologies. The birds were extinguished in 1959.
Oh, sorry, 1959.
Oh, 1959.
Yeah. So birds have been
makes
gone.
Makes more sense.
Yeah. So before we were born. So the first time you seen a bird, it was looking at you, scanning you, and then it flew off.
Your parents might have saw a bird.
Yeah.
Maybe. They might have saw a bird.
So call your mom and dad later and say, have y'all noticed anything different about birds?
Yeah, my mom was two in 1959. Okay. My dad was born in 1954, so they may have seen birds.
May have seen a little bit of bird. Okay.
Let me tell you, if all the birds were cameras, government wouldn't try to add any more cameras to the streets or anywhere else.
No.
They wouldn't need to add anything.
They wouldn't need to add anything.
This whole conversation of being spied on and stuff, we wouldn't even be talking about that because they wouldn't need to do that. They would have birds.
They got
to
get you
everywhere.
Off the trail. They got to get you off the trail. They can't make it that simple.
Who was on to the trail?
You know.
These two.
Come on, man. Like,
niggas weren't on to the trail.
What you talking about? I've been on to the trail.
They read something.
No. Me and Mike, we've been believing this type of stuff.
You've been believing this type of stuff? Wrong. I've been believing this type of stuff.
You almost pulled the thing down, boy.
Yeah, I've been believing. You just got to open your mind up a little bit, man, and see what's going on.
You need to close your legs, nigga.
You need to close shit.
Because you know that seat over there warm.
You know that seat warm.
No room seat warm.
You over there talking like you've been cuffed.
It's a lot of dick sitting in this seat. That's why it's warm.
It's a lot.
That shit did not come out, boy.
I was processing a joke. It just
yeah, like, that nigga mouth got space jammed. All right, so let's move on to space. Yeah, that's
funny. No more homosexual jokes in this goddamn.
I appreciate it. I'm trying to do my best around here. Let's talk about Space Jam.
Look, yeah. When I first looked at the reviews where we watched it, it was at a 3.6 and everyone was bashing it.
Yeah, they were tearing that shit down.
So I came in with low expectations. I watched it. Of course, I knew LeBron's acting is going to be bad. So that's not a shock. But it wasn't as bad as everyone was saying it was.
It wasn't. Okay. All right. And I felt that too. We went in here. It's a couple parts we laughed. You did not watch it all the way.
No, I watched it pretty. I fell asleep 3 times. But I watched it, got through it. But
Funniest joke when Don Cheadle gave his speech and then fell trying to sit on the end of the bench.
It was very funny. I don't know why it hit.
I don't know why it hit so us. Hard for all us, but we were laughing.
Yeah, it did hit. But okay, let's talk about this movie. Cam opened up by saying. We already knew LeBron's acting was going to be bad. Is that an excuse for the movie to be bad, though?
Michael Jordan's was worse.
I don't think.
You think Michael Jordan's acting was worse?
I don't think the movie
LeBron
was
looked
bad.
Like he was trying.
I don't think the movie was as bad as people say. I ain't thinking it was like this phenomenal, but it was not.
It was
as
what
bad.
I expected for a Space Jam 2 movie with LeBron James. I think that's the best way I could put it because I wasn't expecting no fucking Martin Scorsese, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, yeah, I think it was some parts though. Even when LeBron was at it, we was like, whoa, whew. it was rough on some parts.
I expected
but
that.
You do.
Here's
expect
the thing
that.
Though, they had to do it now. It was now or never because there was no other person that could bring back the Space Jam franchise like
nobody else.
Could. Because you got to be this generational icon almost and player to do it. That's why Michael Jordan did it.
Yeah.
And ain't been nobody since LeBron.
No, I disagree with that.
Like, who else could be warrant that for
Space Jam?
It doesn't
matter. Anybody. Any NBA basketball player, as long as they write a good story.
I kind of agree with Emmanuel with that.
They could do regular Space Jam with Patrick Ewing.
Do you remember Thunderstruck with Kevin Durant?
Yeah, they could.
That was bad.
But Space Jam incorporates the cartoons and all.
I kind of agree with Emmanuel. I think they could have done it with somebody else. I got to
be the biggest.
Why though?
Because after Jordan set the tone for it. If they didn't have Jordan in the first one, then I would agree with it. But after Jordan, it's like, who could I see have bring that back that it makes sense?
But like
LeBron's
said,
the closest to the hype and like how big as Michael Jordan
was. I think you
could
have easily done Steph Curry.
It wouldn't have been the same.
Yeah, I don't want it to be the same as the Jordan one.
Yeah, you probably
could have done,
you
could have
like
done
the a
Jordan,
cool
the
story.
Same.
They're trying to copy. They're just basically doing that, you know, LeBron story. Is LeBron comparing them to Michael Jordan? You could have went in a totally different direction. You could have done Klay Thompson, honestly, and made it interesting.
It wouldn't have made as much money.
Maybe not.
Because you could have brought in some other, like, they already brought in a whole other list of cameos in this goddamn movie. They have enough cameos. If they make it good, people will come like, yo, this Space Jam is actually amazing.
I think it matters. I think it's just like when you cast a Marvel character, can't just get anybody. It got to be a certain person, like Robert Downey Jr. killed Iron Man.
For the first one.
For the first one,
For the first one. But none of these people are, like, superstars, honestly.
Because even when they, I remember when
Chris
they first...
Chris Hemsworth was big, but he wasn't, like...
I remember when they first casted Chris Pratt, I was like, in Marvel?
Yeah, exactly. They pick up people that are good actors and talented people, but they're not, like,
A-list
celebrities.
That wasn't as big as a character as Iron Man or Batman and Superman. When you cast those characters, people take it way more serious than Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, I can't say that because a lot of Guardians of the Galaxy fans...
I feel you, but we know... Come on now. Superman, Batman, those are huge.
I get what you're saying.
It's
going to
be a lot more weight put on who played them than a Guardian of the Galaxy dude.
But why? But what are you saying?
Because it's just that much bigger of a spotlight. That's what I'm saying. Space Jam, when you set the tone with Michael Jordan... Who could follow in Michael Jordan's footsteps? Kobe may have could have did it. Kobe would have made sense.
Kobe
could have
done it. Kobe
but then after that, the only next person is LeBron.
I don't think you need the greatest. I don't think they need to be the greatest at the time.
I kind of think you do need.
With Cam?
Yeah.
You think you need to be greatest? Cam, yeah. I don't think so.
I wouldn't care about no fucking.
You wouldn't have watched it with Steph Curry. Yeah. I wouldn't have watched it. And I'm being honest with you. I wouldn't have watched it with Steph Curry.
If it's written funny and it's I'd be in.
I can see, see them announcing Steph Curry and us being like, Steph Curry.
I agree. I could see that. You would have that look. I think a lot of people, I'm not saying the marketing would be a little trickier.
Gotcha.
I'm not disagreeing with that. It could possibly work. It could definitely work if it's well written, dog. If it's well written, it's like you know how good Kevin Garnett was in that movie with Adam Sandler.
He was good. He was good.
If you get him in a movie, that's like, why Kevin Garnett? But then the story dictates. But that's different from
Space Jam. It is different from Space Jam.
Because if you got Kevin Garnett for Space Jam, I'm like, what?
Kevin Garnett was actually acting.
You can get anybody in that role for that movie. I'm like, all right, as long as they can act. But for Space Jam, I think it's a criteria.
Because I guess
even you saying that. They would have to make the best story, and you'd be a little weird if you heard the announcement already tell me that it ain't right.
Yeah,
that's not true. You said a good example, Guardians of the Galaxy. Nobody knew who Guardians of the Galaxy were. You didn't know any of these people. You were just like, what? What the fuck is this? But it fell under a Marvel property, so you went out and watched it. Space Jam falls under the Space Jam foundation, so people were just gonna go see Space Jam just because of Space Jam. Titled Space Jam.
It depends who's playing it. Cause I know they would have picked Steph Curry. Everyone would have been scrutinizing that possibly. Talking about it on talk show. Like, it makes more sense maybe for LeBron James. If LeBron James turned it down, then they got someone.
Yeah.
Okay, that's different. But to start with Steph Curry,
if it wouldn't have been Jordan the first one, maybe.
Yeah, if it wasn't Jordan the first one, then it could be anybody. But Jordan set the precedent.
I still think it's a possibility it could have worked, but I see the point of it being a big. I mean, I also get that. One of my friends said they thought it was a little bit braggadocious. They kind of was like tired of hearing LeBron this and LeBron that and
Do they like LeBron or no?
Yeah, they like LeBron, but they thought it was a little bit overkill. I don't know. I would have to see it again. I didn't think it was, but
I just felt like it was one big commercial. That's what it was. I can see that. The parts I was awake.
That's the funniest shit. I was awake.
I didn't watch any of it.
Oh, you watched it? Oh, okay, you don't watch any of it.
Yeah, it was just.
I will.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, they tried to throw in every WB property.
Even if you look
in the background.
I feel like that's what saved it a little for me. Not seeing certain characters, and I was like, oh, the so-and-so. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay. Well, he kind of was like, maybe smile a little bit. So I was like, all right.
My big pitch for this whole movie at the end of the day, before this, they had trailers for this. Yeah. And they announced that they were doing Space Jam 2. I said, the way you make this the ultimate setup is have LeBron James versus a evil Michael Jordan. That would have, if the aliens took over, or cloned.
Jordan wouldn't agreed, though.
I mean, yeah, we.
But if you cloned, not to say that he's evil, but if you would have said he had red eyes or something, he was taking over.
He does in real life.
I don't think he would have agreed to be in it. Period.
It's yellow.
Not even about the concept. That's an amazing concept, but I don't think he would have disagreed to be in it.
Well, fuck Michael Jordan, man. Have them come see me, man.
A lot of people have said that.
Can I ask you guys something?
Yeah.
What's the most uncomfortable movie you've ever seen?
Uncomfortable?
Yeah. Like, physically uncomfortable. You're watching it.
This is, that bad?
Either because it's so bad or just the movie's making you uncomfortable.
That's a good question.
There are different types of uncomfortability because there's gore, gory stuff that can make you be like, oh, shit. But that's not, uncomfortable.
Damn, I can't remember.
It's more psychological uncomfort.
I can't remember. It was one movie I went to the theater, a scary movie. This was in Atlanta. I remember it was with a girl, and it was like a devil something movie. And I remember me being in the theater like, all right, I'm a little, this is a little, it was like, you know how they have the spiritual movie, but it was like so devilish. And I was like, man, I don't know if I need to be in here. I feel a little, it was tense in the movie too. And I was like,
When was this? I can look
this
it up.
Probably, fuck, man. But I think the name started with the devil in me or it was something. It was something with the devil.
What were you referring to though, Mike? Like in terms of uncomfortability?
Because I went to film school. I went to school as a film major. And we had to watch a couple uncomfortable movies. And one of them was this one called Solo. And it's about right when, I think it was when World War II ended, and it was in Italy, so it was a fascist Italy. And our professor did not tell us what it's about, and he said it's really uncomfortable, so if you feel like you don't want to watch it, you can stop. And basically it's them kidnapping a bunch of kids, 14, 15 year old kids, and like just basically making him do a bunch of stuff, and it's including eating shit. There's the part where like that happens. Because a guy's like punishing a girl. He like shits on the floor and makes her eat it. That's when I was like, oh, I can't. I watched the rest of it and it gets worse. And that's when I was like, okay, this shit made me so uncomfortable.
Another movie popped in my head, but I let Cam go because he might be talking about it. Well,
I was going to say what I recently told you. I couldn't finish. I was watching Fear Street. I watched first two parts.
I saw that, yeah.
And it was good. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, it's about like a witch and all this possession and devilish stuff. And then I saw the preview for the third part. And I was like, no, okay, they're going too deep in it. Where I am mentally right now, I don't even want to play with being in that space of all that like evil and devilish stuff. So I couldn't even watch the third part. So that's the last time I've been uncomfortable.
Well, why? It's the same. I mean, you've been watching part
one. Yeah, but part one and part two didn't seem it's going to go as deep as part three. When they showed the preview, like the preview for it after the episode, I was like, okay, they really diving in deeper, like the origin of it and how it gets devilish. And so I'm just not in that space mentally. I already struggled to watch the first two parts, but I heard it's so good. Oh, let me watch it. But right now where I'm at, I just not comfortable watching it.
I got to watch it sometime. The other movie that just popped in my head was Strangers. It was the first time I was, and that it's not scary. It's scary in a sense because it's real, especially towards the end, and they just stabbing these people.
But they did it slow.
And I'm just slow like, stab. And you could just hear it screaming, and then they already shot his brother, and the movie, the music they used was so fucking creepy, and I was like, this making me feel, that was the first time I remember me being like, what the fuck,
and
man?
And then the last line, when she's like, why are you doing this? Because you were home.
And you start locking your doors. Because I was home.
Okay. Another thing that made me uncomfortable, the Nightcrawler. Or the Night... What's the documentary about that LA serial killer? Night Stalker?
Night Stalker.
I was like, I was a little paranoid. I started locking all. I'm like, that shit is scary.
When it's real shit.
When it's real shit, that's just a little scary. You remember Strangers? That movie was wild. Oh man.
So there are a couple foreign movies I watched as well that got pretty gross. Like there's this one that opened up, like it opens up with like a rape.
Oh shit.
And when you think about it, you don't really see that in American film at all. But this movie opened up with a rape, and the guy who did the raping, the, I don't even know if we can get away on YouTube with that, but
the graping.
The graping.
Yeah.
The guy who gets away with that is the main character of the movie.
So you start off not liking him.
So you start off.
Shit.
That's putting a character heavy. In a fucking hole. So anyway, you got that type of stuff. The first Saw was remember when I first saw that end when that dude was screaming as he closed the door, Jigsaw closed the door on her. I remember feeling like my heart felt weird. I was like, and then most importantly, the Madea movies. Nigga, you will feel all types of gross and just,
That's phenomenal. That's great.
One scene I can never watch, even when I'm watching the movie, I always like turn around, is, have you ever seen American History X?
Teeth on the curb.
I can never watch that scene.
I remember
the first time I saw that, I was like, yo. I'm not doing that. I'm not putting my teeth on it.
No,
like,
you got to shoot me.
I'm not just volunteering myself to be subjected to that.
Whew. Oh, yeah, that's rough. But usually movies, like I am usually good with like those, like dealing with demons, movies, stuff like that. But yeah, as of lately, I've been like.
There was a movie that was a little freaky that came out recently called Midsommar.
Yeah.
You seen that?
Yeah.
That was a pretty like, it's a psychological thriller horror type of thing. But where white people, they just go vacation in Europe somewhere, backpacking somewhere. You know, it's one of these type shits. And they take a bunch of mushrooms. Right? No, it wasn't Mykonos. But they take mushrooms on some farmland and then they start seeing some shit. And the people they with that seem all friendly all start turning into some cult-like shit. It gets creepy, man. But you realize how censored we are. Because there are a lot of movies that, when you watch foreign films especially, how far they go.
Yeah, they go a little.
We are, I'm not mad at censorship in some ways.
Yeah. Some things don't need to be seen. Because you hold that shit without, it's your subconscious is powerful. So you might be starting thinking about shit. You're like, why the fuck I'm thinking
There's
about that?
There's people that work for Facebook and different like digital companies that do the, you know, when they put like, this is sexual or like, you know, adult.
The ratings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they pull videos and stuff, or they pull pictures and stuff. And they say, this is like, they have to hire thousands of these people around the world to do this. Like people working at their house, they'll work from home and they'll just see the most disgusting shit on earth. Like, I mean, things like deaths, murder, all types of shit on there. And they said they would have to, they're seeing this all the time and they're getting rid of it for us, general public, so we don't see this shit. But they talk about the psychological effects it has on these people, like how these people kind of become kind of hermits. Yeah. They stay in their own place. They just on the computer all day. They kind of desocialize from society because, you know, what you open up your eye, what they call it, your eye gate, your ears and all that shit too. Like, we don't see half the crazy shit in the world that y'all think. We are very blessed to not see some of the shit, the most evil, vile shits on earth. But this is a comedy trap.
Have you seen, did you watch the YouTube dude I sent you that be going to these foreign countries? And
I started watching that. Shit's interesting. Yeah. What did he was, I forgot which one. He tried to escape a cartel. What was it? You talking about that dude, right? He went to somewhere, he had to escape. Yeah.
He's always doing this. He does that to show you the other side of places. Mm-hmm, so he'll go to like the hoods of third world countries, and every time he go, people like, they be trying to help him. Like, don't go down there, because he can speak the language. They're like, they'll rob you. And he goes every single time.
Like, he be in the hoods in Mexico with the cartel.
Colombia
and shit,
Peru,
like,
and it's going, and he just goes.
That was amazing. I don't do that shit.
It reminded me, because he had a shrooms episode. He went to this random part of Mexico with a guy he just met in a hostel, just drove there, and they did shrooms.
For the first time.
Never did shrooms before.
So the first time with a guy he don't know in Mexico, in a part probably where he don't need to be.
Well, I don't think that part was necessarily dangerous. Okay, but still. Where he usually be at, but you just met this guy. You driving across Mexico with this guy, and you're doing shrooms for the first time.
This shit is so crazy. Like, one dude told him, like, Cam showed me, and he was like, you go over there, you get killed or you get robbed. Like, it's the, you know, cartel, like, you know, mafia. Like, and he's like, no, that way?
No. Yeah, this one was in Mexico. Yeah. Dude, he like, he just came out, he like, hey. What you looking for something? I'm just walking. He said, hey. He looked around. Not around here. He said, mafioso. They will kidnap you. He broke that shit down.
Yeah, he looked so sincere.
And then he took it all in. He still went.
This dude was wild.
He has God on his side. The places like he be going.
Yeah, ego.
And then it was one part, he was in the slums of Brazil. And he walking down his path. They told him they're going to go. He going down there. The kids say, you the first foreigner to ever walk down here. They looked amazed. They just straight up told him. And he just keep going. And then whenever he speak the language, he has to talk to everyone, because you got to judge what their character is. So if he see you, he got to speak to you to gauge where your temperature at. So he talked to everyone. When they see he speak the language, that's when they start warning him, like, hey, don't go down there.
And maybe him speaking the language is his saving grace. I mean, that's his saving grace, but that shit's still scary.
One thing you did bring up Midsommar, so that guy, the director, he directed a thing called The Strange Thing About the Johnsons. Have you heard about that?
Oh,
that
I did so see that.
Familiar. You saw that?
I did see that. That's an uncomfortable movie, too. Yeah, with that black family.
And he fucking his dad? Yeah.
Some wild shit like that.
I was in a film with the dude who played the dad. we were all in it. With Desmond, he played the cop.
Yeah, when I first seen him, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, I couldn't help but just stare at that nigga on set.
We watched that shit in class.
That shit is in class.
But I like shit that is like that just pushes the limits.
Yeah,
that at least tries, because you just want to know, like, yo, if it's never been done before on screen,
like, how far can
it's
I
not
go
harming people and shit? Like, fuck.
Jackass movies did that, but that's why
they get a lot of praise. That's why that movie Johnson whatever is even known a little, because that was a real low budget movie.
Very.
This nigga said very.
Very.
But congrats to him. He did Midsommar.
Kanye album. I didn't hear about this, Cam. I know you.
Oh yeah, he's having a listening parties for his new album, man.
the past couple of Kanye albums, I ain't necessarily been excited for care for, but this one, I'm excited for because he got divorced from Kim K.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time he had a breakup and made an album, it was Dark Twisted, that one.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's one of his probably his best
people
album.
Are going to hate this album at first and then come back years later
possibly.
And say it's
I don't know. Because they said they played for Kevin Durant and he was dancing and going crazy. And then the other dude said the sound is like ahead of his time. So I'm like, if Kanye's getting back into that bag.
That's good, yeah.
Pushing the you know, the line a little further for people to get creative.
That makes me a little excited.
That's the only reason I'm excited now because the breakup and how good of an album it was after that last breakup.
When did Kevin Durant become a source of knowing what good music is? Because
he was playing it for him and some other dude. The dude was talking about Durant being there. Durant didn't say it. So.
But it's just funny to hear, Kevin Durant said it was good.
I feel Cam because I hadn't been and here's the thing. The gospel album was actually really good.
The gospel album was good. Amazing.
It was really good, but I see what Cam's saying as far as the excitement that we used to have, like, oh yeah, Kanye about to come. Like, hearing that kind of makes me, I'm like, okay, well, I'm definitely interested in to see where his
and I think they say it may come out this week. That's what people say. So,
wow, man, it could be cool. Are you a Kanye fan, Mike?
Oh, yeah,
oh, okay.
For me, it's like top five.
Okay,
albums seem to come and go now.
Yeah, they do, man. They do
really not like J. Cole album just came out a couple weeks ago,
yeah.
And it just feels like it's just gone.
Yeah, I think it's just the time we're in. It's just a
and it's
a
weird
consume. And it's not that it's bad or anything. It's just we just consume
so
music.
Content.
Yes,
there's so much content.
Is
there any great album that you guys like? Let's say in the past 5-10 years, maybe that like you constantly come back to.
Nipsey album I keep listening to.
Igor.
Nipsey's dope. Who's Igor?
Tyler
Curry.
Tyler Curry.
That's a good
Let
album.
Let me go to my iTunes. I'll be like,
but like whole albums you listen to? Straight now?
Another one.
Jeezy, Blonde. Thug Motivation 101.
Oh, that's not 10. That's 20 years ago.
Blonde.
You go back and listen to Blonde?
Oh, all the time.
Oh, okay. All right.
That just slaps down.
I got to listen to it again. Yeah.
Listen to it like on the trip.
Yeah.
But how old is that?
That's like
2016.
Yeah.
2016?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I'll be going back and listening to Damn and
Damn
Good
was
Kid,
good.
Mad City.
Yeah.
Who else?
I ain't gonna lie, I listened to Nothing Was the Same. Kendrick. I listened to Drake, Nothing Was the Same a lot.
Really?
Yeah, Nothing Was the Same was one of
Hold
his
best. Hold on, that was one of his best
with the cloud on the.
Yeah.
That was his third? Sec?
I need to go back and
third. That was his third album.
Some Drake.
Yeah. Nothing was the same I listened to.
My favorite from him is still If You're Reading This.
And I listened to that. That was a solid prize. I listened to that.
It's just crazy how much that shit slapped.
But I see what you're saying. Like, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing that music moves so fast. Like, I don't know if it's making us. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, because it's like you want to sit and digest it, and, you know.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, we grab an album. Back in the day, we grab an album, you have it, you know, then you listen to it,
I mean,
play
we
it.
Would go to the extent of, I used to, like, as a kid, have the boom box set up and play the radio, and I would have blank tapes.
Ready.
Put them in, record, get ready to record the songs I like, and I would make copies of them for friends, all that. Like, and be excited if I could have a good amount of the songs for my artist.
I did the LimeWire thing.
Yep, LimeWire.
Oh, that too. Oh, yeah. That was later. You know what I'm saying? But when I was like, this is when I was like seven, eight. You know what I'm saying? I was putting tapes in the thing to record Diddy and Biggie's songs and shit. So it's just like now it's like I don't have that same.
And you're in a different space in your life.
They say Diddy coming out with an album too.
Did he? Oh, the Love album, probably.
I saw somebody say that this generation is dying off. The ones with the Diddy's. They even said they put Drake in there because they went by age.
Yeah, I can see. I mean, I get it.
30. Yeah. Like, they're kind of going away now. Mm-hmm. Jay-Z's 50 years old. Mm-hmm. Who's the next generation of representation? Of, like,
In those spaces,
You know what I'm saying? You had Nicki Minaj.
It's going to be interesting.
I think it's J. Cole, Kendrick, Drake.
But it's not even them, though. I think Manny's talking not even them. He's talking about, like, because they still, like, they 35,
they're
36.
They're in their late 30s. Like, hip-hop is typically a teen to late early 20s, you know, mid-20s.
That's even hard for me to say. I get why you say that, but, you know, hip-hop not even that old enough to even make that, you know, declaration as a young thing, because it's only, the oldest rapper is like 50.
Yeah, but so, you don't get into it necessarily as an old person. Typically, artists are like, they come in younger and more.
But you're looking for like, who's those next moguls? Like how Diddy was.
Who's the next
like,
representative? Not so, just moguls necessarily, but who is representative?
Give me the
cap
of where it ends for this new generation so I can answer it.
I think with us, it's
because we're 33, so.
What about like Travis Scott? Do you consider him too old?
Okay,
for it,
no, or? He might be on the, like, right. Or he's right on too older.
Moguls, he got endorsements with everybody.
Yeah. Travis Scott might be one.
So he Jordan, might be one.
Tyler.
So,
okay.
Tyler definitely.
Yeah.
His business is crazy.
Yeah.
ASAP Rocky, unless he's too old, he our age.
He might be real.
I just think that generation of Drake.
Rihanna, too old?
Drake. What's his name? Big Sean, J. Cole, those Kendrick, guys. Yeah. That's like the cap.
That's the cap. Yeah,
those are the last of them.
Well, if Big Sean the cap, he our age. So then exactly. I gotta take out Rihanna. I gotta take out ASAP Rocky.
Kind of. They're the ones. They're on the.
But then I would say Twilight. Travis.
Yeah.
I would say who else? I said right after Travis.
We said Tyler.
Tyler,
it's probably people I don't even really know what they doing. So it could be some other younger guys that are doing some shit that I don't know. Who else?
You can send a Tyler, like really, like
no, his business, crazy.
His business
is crazy.
Not to say he's not a mogul, he's a great businessman, but I'm just saying, like when you think of the artists that represent hip hop of this next generation. Oh yeah,
well you did. I'm Tyler, for you sure? said mogul. Okay. You said
yeah,
mogul.
Yeah. I mean,
man.
I can see that.
I gotta put Tyler there. I can see all the shit he do.
Okay,
yeah,
not mad at it.
It's a good conversation because I'm not
young,
sure,
but actually doing it. Really,
Tekashi?
He had a moment. He definitely had a moment.
If he was able to continue his streak a little bit,
he took down my kind so far.
Yeah, he had a moment. That's a good one. And like we say, I don't think we even saying that the artists we talking about are going out. They're not going to stop anytime. I said this the other day to somebody because they were talking about, man, I can't wait for Rihanna to make an album. I said it's two things with Rihanna. I said, one, if she makes another album, I think that's her last. That's my first one. Or two, I don't think she's going to do another album. I think she's so heavy in her Fenty, in her business, that don't even really make sense. I don't think that it drives. I don't think that part drives her anymore. Because people get tired. Like, I think Cam will tell me either one of them boys, the guys were talking about how they were like, yeah, I just want to make money. They were like, the music don't excite. Like, it's not even about that for them anymore. They just want to make money and then invest it or, you know, do other things with
that
it.
Sounds kind of sad, too, though.
I think you get to a space. Like,
that's a place that became a hustle too. So you still got your artists in it, but it's definitely people that came in just for the money.
Yeah, but Rihanna, I really don't think
Think she loves music.
No, I think she loves music, but I think you get almost like her to music is like, I feel like us to not the same, but like us to skits a little bit. Like, not that we don't love it, and I think if we were 80, we would write a skit, but it's not necessarily her focal point right now. I feel like with Fenty and everything,
I think it's the opposite. I think it's the pressure on it because it's been so long. And then she doing a reggae album, which, you know, ain't far out of her realm, but you know it's gonna be scrutinized a little more.
Yeah, but I don't think she has pressure. I just don't think she, because she's so big. I think she just been
when
in
you
her
think
business.
About her, someone of her caliber, if you wait that long to put out an album, they want a classic. You know, every time you make an album, they want a classic.
We just
but
said
the longer,
there are barely any classics anymore. What is she? I feel like she can put out a bad album right now, and it still won't hurt her brand at all.
That's why
I still think there's classics.
Because they'll be gone in 2 weeks. Everybody'll be on to the next album. It'll be like every album. Jay-Z dropped an album
Jay Electron.
With the Jay Electronica album. Here today, gone tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Like, even the big statuesque people in our culture, like, it's just here today, gone tomorrow.
You just can't
it's
judge it like
look up the net worth of Fenty. Look up the net worth of Fenty or Rihanna.
You just gotta judge. It's about moments now. That's what rap
it is about moments.
But that's what I'm saying. There is no classic to be dropped because it's just a moment.
Nipsey dropped a classic.
Oh, yeah. I give me. That was a classic.
That was a classic. Okay. Yeah, okay. Classic. Hold on. Let's see.
That was a classic album.
Rihanna. I do consider that a great album, but if he wasn't dead, would it be considered a classic?
Yes, because it was the best album out before he died.
That's
that
true.
Year?
Yeah.
That was the best album of that year in rap.
I agree with that, but still, would it be considered a classic?
Yeah,
because
people was considering it a classic before he died.
Yeah, that's true.
Her Savage and Fenty lingerie brand is now worth $1 billion.
Yeah, she don't care about
she
that.
Don't need to rap. No.
She don't need,
I mean, Jay-Z's worth $1 billion.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why I don't think it's been a pressure for her. That's why I think she might give us one more. She might give one more, but I don't.
But why
think.
You say that? Just I because just really, I, like, she I a just, woman?
Huh? But honestly, I just feel that because for some reason, I could be completely wrong, but I just feel like that's not, she.
So she's not passionate about it.
I don't think that's where her brain is
because
at right
if you
now.
Give me $1 billion tomorrow,
yeah.
I'm still trying to do, let's take this to the next level.
What I'm saying is, not that
I'm
she won't ever do
I'm
going to
be honest
again.
With y'all may not be getting stories like that.
Maybe so not
y'all
stories.
Get movies, y'all gonna get the movie.
But yeah. I'm saying our skits and movies or whatever. Like, yeah. I still want to do skits.
But that's what I'm saying. It's just like, not that she will stop music completely. I just don't think it's a top. I really don't think it's a top priority. That's just how I feel. That's just my opinion. It could be, like I said, be completely wrong. But
yeah, she doesn't need it. But it's just like, you know,
you're a Rihanna hater.
No, I actually wanted to hear the album. That's
you're a Rihanna hater.
Did Michael Jackson ever have a clothing line? Just made me think, like, if Riri made it to $1 billion, if Michael Jackson have a clothing line, he would have made
it. He did.
Yeah.
But it was bad.
All right. What's next?
No, don't give it up, Paul. Yeah, he's supposed to give it something.
Hey, I got 2 out of 3. That's a good joke.
They laughing at you, not with you.
Hey, still a laugh.
Hilarious.
Better than silence.
It definitely better than silence. Richard in Space. That sounds like a fucking show on HBO Max. So Richard Branson, who is owner of Virgin everything.
Dick Bronson.
Yeah. Dick Bronson. So he went to space a week ago about.
And he took bad bitches with him.
One. One.
Was it? Yeah, I saw two. I heard a couple girls laughing, and
I mean,
one of them looked good.
One of them, it was like
an Indian girl.
Two girls in there.
It was an Indian girl.
It was all good. It was
curry on that goddamn.
It was curry. A little chickpea.
Yeah, chickpea on the ship. Chickpea in space. The first chickpea in space, y'all.
First chickpea in space. But it was so amazing to watch because the way they launched the ship. That's the only way.
I didn't see that part.
That's the only way to
launch.
It's the only way to launch a ship from here on out, because the technology isn't the old way of, you know, just straight up. Right. So it looks like two like planes, but with a compartment in the middle where they were sitting. They were sitting in like a little hub in the middle, and they have two parts. So it's like 1, 2, 3, and they go to about 47,000 feet. Boom. They count it down from 30 seconds. They get down to 1. The middle part drops. They take off Mach speed.
Does that have wings too and everything?
So when it drops, it takes off Mach speed, and they hit like 2,000 some miles per hour. And they just go straight to space like that. That shit was so hard. That shit was so
hard. It's the most interesting video. And then I watched a bunch of interviews after that with him. I watched Neil deGrasse Tyson talk about it. It was so
interesting. This is going to change.
It's changing a lot.
And it was a race,
and it was
too,
called,
you know,
it was called Virgin Galactic.
Yeah,
Virgin. So that's going to be, I think that's going to be a new airline for people who want to go to space.
That's fantastic.
And he's the first billionaire to make it into space, like, out of the, you know, this day and age. And now Jeff Bezos going tomorrow.
The first people they need to send is everybody that believes in flat Earth.
Yeah,
like, send them into space.
Yeah,
let
them
see it. Take or at least send the 10 biggest flat Earth conspiracy theorists. Let them go with cameras, take their own pictures, and tell everybody y'all fuck shit.
Look, as soon as they go, boom.
The truth.
Look, as soon as they get out into space and they see it, I want the pilot turn around. There. You got it? Shit. All
you
right,
know the funny thing?
No, that's not what you do.
What?
You put someone in a compartment with the pilot who's been their opposition.
Yeah.
Then he pops out. Look.
Yeah.
See?
What do you got to say now? And still, you going to get some of them like, look out. They're going to be upset.
Like, man.
But they saying Jeff Bezos is going to go higher.
So, tomorrow. But is he doing it the same way? Or you don't even know how
they're on style of ship. There's no pilot or anything. It's like a
five seats, so it's almost look like they sitting back, and then they shoot up, they gonna be there, and then it comes back down like in parachute form once it breaks back through the ozone. They get picked up in the ocean or something.
Oh,
they're doing
the ocean way. Okay,
something like that.
I like the way the Virgin Galactic,
because they landed like a plane when
they
came.
Yeah, it looked cool. It looked cool. It took them. Boom. They shot. Came. They whipped around.
They were able to get out their things for a couple minutes. They were floating around. Yeah. Dude came back in. All right, time to get back into your seats. And they came right back. Yeah. It was like 10 minutes.
You seen what the plane looked like? Yeah, that shit looked crazy.
But that nigga went to space.
He went to space.
Like, you can never take that away from him.
And that was so amazing to me, because it's like,
you could die. Like, you got to be prepared that I could possibly die today.
Oh, yeah. Because going that fast, you don't know what the fuck about to happen.
And it's the first one, too. It's a big, like him, he's 70. If I die at 70, all right, I lived a long life. And he lived a crazy life. But the other people, they much younger.
It's, you know, like,
it's really a risk.
And it's cool, because
I would have had to take it.
And like, he had this like speech about, like,
the part I saw.
He had the letter he wrote to his mom and shit that was really nice. And I just know he first thought of this idea like in 1963. So to like to see this through was just like, I don't know, I felt good. I was like, that's cool, man. You gotta see that shit through. Like, cause back then, you know, you thinking like, I'm gonna take myself to space. I don't know how the fuck I'm gonna do that.
Yeah. I just heard Kevin Garnett from a distance. Anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
So it was the rocket took up. Anything is possible.
But now, so say they start doing these flights. Do you wanna go?
Hell yeah, but not for the price they probably charge now.
Not for the price. I would have to see it to get the
you know,
yeah, get the test get out. The, yeah, yeah, yeah.
As soon as they have a good amount of, you know, successful flights and stuff, I'd be
I definitely gotta
don't
go.
Have to take a lot either. It don't have to be like 20 years, 10 years. As soon as they get a good amount of ships and it's just a regular thing,
because I think it just shifts your whole mindset when you see the Earth from that
perspective.
But
I'm gonna tell you what, I ain't taking Spirit to space.
No, I'm taking Virgin Galactic.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if it's Spirit, you take Spirit to space, you can come back to Spirit.
Yeah. It's gonna stay up there.
You gonna stay up there.
It's
gonna stay up there. You don't.
One good thing about going to space, no check bags, no luggage.
That's true. That's true.
You just gonna go right quick. Because like,
what you need out there?
Because you ain't getting out.
You, but I'm trying to take my bag, sir. You don't need that.
You don't need that. You're not getting out.
Where are we landing?
There's
literally darkness all around.
Would you go?
After like a couple years of testing.
You get a
not
couple.
The first 5 years.
So five is your cap.
I'll give it five.
Give me 5 days of testing.
It's 5 days of testing.
Yeah, five flights.
He definitely lying.
Yeah.
I think five is good. Five is solid. I'm not mad at that.
You know what's crazy? Bezos failed America, though. You know that, right? Oh. Because he was supposed to be the first one to go.
No, and Richard jumped in front of him.
Exactly. He jumped in front of him. And fucking Jeff, you failed all of us, buddy. America, you have failed
again.
America.
We'll see tomorrow.
We were supposed to be the first people to take rich people into space, and you failed us.
You rich ass.
Fucking rich bitch.
What was you about to say, though?
I still want my Amazon package, so please
send it back. Don't take it to space. Yeah, send it back here.
Just shoot my package off in the space.
Go get it, bitch. Try Guys. Oh, yeah. That was like, why Try Guys up here?
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to the Try Guys. So
for the first time ever, Dormtainment trended number one on YouTube.
Oh, shit.
You know why?
Because of Try Guys. Not our channel, video.
Okay,
the Try Guys video.
Through three white guys and an Asian.
There we go.
That's how you do it. That's how you make it in life.
Hey.
Get you three white guys and an Asian involved.
But that shit is good. Funny. That shit is funny.
And a Mexican.
You need TV ratios. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, there has to be at least three white people.
Yeah.
Maybe two black people and one Mexican.
You got it.
If y'all didn't see it, we did a show called Without a Recipe, which basically you got to cook something without looking it up, without knowing it, and you just got to make it. And we had to do macarons, which they say is the hardest pastry to make.
Is it macaroons or macarons?
Macaroons is something else.
Okay.
And that's what everybody was commenting on the video, because even the chef was saying macaroons by accident.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things like macaroon. Somebody said I missed a great time to get a joke in. I was like, fuck, I should have said macarons. And I was like, damn, didn't get that one in. I got a good joke off, but not that one.
But they fucking love us.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That video, those comments. That's we got the highest comment on there with the most. They got 23,000 likes on that comment.
That's crazy.
Oh, that's like, comment.
On the comment.
Representing the team, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. You know, it was, and this, I'm talking about a slew of white followers came in from everywhere.
They subscribe to our channel. Everything. All that stuff.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, but shout out to the Trap guys.
And y'all been on there before, though, right? On that, no, I'm saying on that show?
No, that one. We did Keith's show called Eat the Menu.
Oh, that show's hilarious.
No, that's just funny.
I saw that episode with you.
But I like this one because it's a competition. You get judged at the end.
That shit funny.
That's hilarious.
And it was an hour. All the other episodes shorter.
How long did filming take?
2 days.
Yeah, two days. Okay. 2 days. But yeah, no, they were great, and Keith was like, he texted me. He was like, "Seems like the ladies like you guys." I was like, "Keith, you know, you got to put a little black in there. You know what I'm saying? That's what happens."
Is that why you guys keep me off camera?
Yes, Mike. Yes. We can't have you on here getting all the fame. Yeah,
they like Mike. When they saw Mike during the live stream, they're like, that's what Mike looked like?
You sit your weak ass behind that desk.
You're just brown enough to be treated like shit.
But yeah, no, that was fun. I'm sure. And this show is coming out on Food Network. So yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
it's promoting it.
It's promoting
it. And they get views.
Yeah.
They get views.
It's like, crazy.
It was number one trending. It's about to be 2 million.
It's been a 24 hour. I was like, fan base strong.
They fan base crazy.
It's strong. I
know we'll be back at some point, guys, watching us for the first time from there. We'll be back.
Yeah, and if you are subscribed to this podcast from there, welcome. Welcome to the Trap. You get a lot here. You get Foot Locker, you get Dick Talk, you get Bird Drones. You never know what sports. You're just going to get everything here. So, welcome. That's what I call the Trap.
But speaking of sports, Bucks versus Suns. I don't know, man. Yeah.
Let me tell you.
I'm going to tell you.
We're going to break it down.
I just want to say one thing.
Yeah.
Chris Middleton.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Is fucking phenomenal.
Kind of looks like Emmanuel.
That's hilarious. I didn't think he kind of looked like you.
And I'm glad he's getting his shine because he deserves it. This nigga is balling. Shooting and balling at the right moments in the fourth quarter when they needed the most. That man is incredible. When he's on, they unstoppable.
Suns are having a fourth quarter breakdown and they have to fix it. They play game 6 tomorrow.
You didn't watch any of these?
This has been a really good final.
I've seen some highlights,
but this series has been good. Phenomenal.
I've just been out of it.
This is game 6, so Bucks are up 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
There's two scenarios.
This game 6?
This game 6 coming up.
Yeah, Bucks have won 3 in a row.
Did they have the Suns have that whole winning 4
Suns
shit?
Suns could have been out of here.
No, they could have. Yeah, they really could have been out of here. Like the third game, like Booker got in foul trouble. That's what fucked him up. But then Chris Paul had his worst game of his career.
Yeah.
So that's what hurt them. And then
he's been playing bad lately, right?
Yeah, these past two games.
And then
this
last game, they had it and they just let them. It's like.
They could have been done. Honestly.
They could have been done. I think momentum is with the Bucks. Bucks have like found some shit and they like, nah, we taking this.
It's two scenarios. This is the only way Suns are winning this game tomorrow. Everybody has to be shooting on all cylinders. I'm talking about the team. Everybody has to, because that's how good Chris Middleton is. Because
mm-hmm.
if he's on
and if Holiday's and on, if Holiday's like on
it's done. It's
if those
done.
Three are on like they were last game,
it's a wrap.
Booker's showing up besides that one game where he had 10 points. Like he had two back-to-back 40-point games. Like he without him, it would have been a wrap.
Yeah.
But
Bucks are going to win tomorrow.
That's what I mean. I feel it. And it's at home.
Because if Suns win, that's it, right?
No, Bucks win tomorrow. That's it.
If Bucks win, it's over.
Yeah, okay. So they feel it. It's right there.
They won
there,
three in a row now.
And they home.
So it's 3-2?
It's 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the wild swing. Let's just say Suns win tomorrow. I think they're going to win it. Because if you beat them at home after coming off them two losses, yeah. It's like
three losses.
Oh, yeah.
It's been three in a row.
So you're saying Suns will win it if they win this game, they pull off tomorrow. They go back to Phoenix,
I know, for game 7.
Yeah, they go back to Phoenix for game 7 if they make it past tomorrow. So that's all they think about. They like, guys, we got to. They can't have no mistake. They can't have turnover. They have to be on point tomorrow.
I don't know, man. I think it could go to anybody way it's going. They very evenly match.
They are evenly matched. Yeah.
If the Bucks lose, y'all shouldn't go to Greece. Being a black man in Greece after Giannis fucks up.
But if they win, go party.
If they win, y'all going to have a great time in Greece. If they lose, any black man walking down the street over 6 foot is going to be like, Loser! You fucking lost!
You loser!
I don't play. It wasn't me.
I'm a comedian.
But yeah, no, it's been a really good series. I honestly, because first when it first was Bucks and Suns, I was like, but this series is actually it's been a really good series. So
the NBA wants that too, because they don't always want like a dominant. If it's just the dominant, the five dominant teams every time, and anytime there's other teams that play, and it's just a boring, they're not interested. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? This proves that the NBA can succeed without just their star power. Yeah. Well, they kind of start with Giannis and other people. Yeah, but it's not the star teams.
Gotcha. I guess, you know what I'm
saying? It's not a super team.
It's not the super teams or anything.
And so. That's why Harden and Kyrie getting hurt was the best thing probably for this bubble, because Brooklyn was probably, to be honest, they were more likely, I think, going to win. Yeah. If you got Harden, you got Durant. People would have been saying the same thing. Oh, another super team. So it probably was good that they lost.
They got that light-skinned dude from overseas, too. What's his name? He's a beast.
I can't remember his name.
I ain't going to say he's a beast, but he's been really, really good.
And that's the scary thing for the Suns is, like, if it ain't this year, teams get stronger. Klay Thompson come back next year. It gets a little sticky.
Ain't no telling who Lakers gonna get the team up.
And so it's
y'all gonna have to shoot niggas.
I'm pulling for Chris. I want him to get him one, but I don't know.
I don't know. It's gonna be tough.
I don't know.
Ever think of basketball teams or like superhero teams?
Oh, what you mean?
So whatever their mascot is a representation of their superpowers. Like the Suns, they would shoot beams of sun. Or
that'd be interesting.
The Bucks would have horns. And come and ram your ass.
Sit your ass down.
That would have been, DC would have been winning if they were still called the fucking Bullets, nigga.
That's funny.
The Bucks and the Bullets.
I'd rather be Wizards, because y'all got more power.
That's true, too.
The Wizards. That's funny.
You'd be Gandalf be coming down on the court.
The Magic.
Magic, yeah.
Gandalf don't work in the hood. He'll get shot.
That's too much for him. He don't go that way. And then also, RIP to Biz Markie. I know he passed away 2 days ago, I believe it was. I think he had diabetes, which diabetes is a wild thing. My aunt had diabetes too. But prayers to his family and everything. Iconic legend in the game. And what else is going on? I think that's pretty much it.
I gotta say this one story real quick too, because I walk in the room one day, my girl comes.
I
work in the room. Girl's like, baby, I got some news to tell you. I was like, what's up? She was like, don't laugh. I said, why not? She was like, I got us AARP cards. I was like, Wait. AARP, that's what you get that's when you elderly, like 70. She was like, nah. She was like, she saw some TikTok or something that there is on the site. It says there's no age limit to having AARP cards. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but what is the benefit? What am I doing with AARP? And then she ran down the list of benefits.
It sounds good, huh?
Restaurants you get discounts on. You get all this stuff. I'm like, well, fucking give me my AARP card.
I think after they seen you race, they was like, that's fitting for him.
That's why she got me an AARP card. Yeah. She saw the race of Rome and she said, nigga.
It's funny no one challenged me to race.
Why would somebody... Cam, I just want to punch you in the face.
Why?
Because, man.
I told him, I'll race you, but I know you going to beat me, but I'll race you.
Here's the thing, race me for five miles.
I'll race you.
Race me 5 miles. His knees couldn't handle it.
Endurance, I might
get
him.
Apart.
But short burst.
This is what you're not thinking. I ain't going to have to run for 5 miles, because once I get far enough ahead of you, I'm going to start walking. Because you ain't going to be able to do that.
Endurance, I might get
you real fast, huh? You think you real fast.
I don't think that.
I'll get somebody to beat your ass.
Speed, he got it. Endurance, I might be able to hang with him. Speed, he got it.
All right. Speed, 5 miles.
Nobody challenged me to a race.
He just want to be included.
There's a loop around be included. The park.
He like a white woman at work. He just want to be included.
Yeah, I want to touch a little hair. I want to touch a little hair like a white woman.
I just want to say it once.
I just want to say it once.
Hey man, everybody got something. I'm funny.
Well, now Emmanuel can't.
You're fast.
Emmanuel can't race now. He got AARP. He gotta take care of himself.
No. I'm coming back. And first of all, that footage was doctored. There was nothing doctored about that. There wasn't nothing doctored.
I mean, we can go right now to end this on a high note, but
I can't right now.
I'm saying y'all.
Where is it doctored?
Rome don't want to go out.
Literally paused the video and started speaking over. That's the definition of doctored.
No.
So he has a high likability since you've been practicing right now and that he stretched himself further to make it look like
y'all go outside right now.
I got on jeans today again. When I put on some shorts.
You don't wear shorts.
Stop putting my business on.
Tell Ron to put on some jeans. Let's go out front.
Tell Ron to put on some jeans.
Let's end this on a bang.
We don't have a jean race.
Well, we already ended on a bang. It's cool.
No.
Give him a couple months.
Give me a couple months. This nigga's been training for a year and some change.
But it's going to be worse if you give him a couple months. It's going to be bad.
No, because after your fat ass come back from Mykonos, after eating good, I'm already ready.
So you gonna get me on full belly and no rest?
Yeah. As soon as you walk through the door, let's go, nigga. And I'm still gonna trip him while we running, nigga. I'm gonna win this next one.
Oh man! All right, y'all. All right. Make sure you. We still have an episode coming out next week. It's already recorded, so we'll drop that with our homegirl Alex. So that'll be out, and then we'll be back the week after. But thank you guys for tuning into another episode of the Trap House. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe.
Yes, please.
All those good things. Make sure you tap in, so we can make sure we're still feeding Mike. That's Cash App CTH. Podcast
and live stream coming soon.
And live stream coming soon. Once that starts rolling, it's crazy up
it's
in here.
Crazy.
So we'll see y'all fresh off of Greece and peace.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.